This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishavura Daf HaShavua. We're up to Sif Yud Beis. However, I want to try to take a look at the Bir Halacha, Aval Bati Knesir Shavar Tzisrael. The Mechaber said in Sif Yud Aleph, we mentioned yesterday the Shita of the Mechaber is like the Russian Toisvis, the Tanai only helps Bechor Banai. Nevertheless, there are basic Tashmishim that a Tanai helps even be Yeshuvai. Bechor Banai, a Tanai helps with all Tashmishim except for Tashmishe Maguna. However, the Mechaber said that's only the shuls in Chutz Laretz. Avo, Bebatin Yasir Shabbat Yisrael, Loi Mahani Shum Tanai. And the Mishnah Berurah said, well, according to the Magen Avraham, it would help for basic Tashmishin. What's the reason why a Tanai only helps in Chutz Laretz and non-Eretz Yisrael? The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed Zayin said the reason is that the shuls in Chutz Laretz do not have eternal Kedusha. Because when the Goyel comes, Tifka Kedushasan, their Kedusha will leave. Masha'in Kain Batei Knesios Sheba Eretz Yisrael. By the way, what is that process that when Mashiach comes, Tifka Kedushasan? That's based on the Gemara Megillah, that they're destined to be uprooted and go to Eretz Yisrael. At that point, Tifka Kedushasan. Let's try to get some idea what this Bir Halacha is saying. Avo Batei Knesios Sheba Eretz Yisrael, Ayin Mishin Barav, Vihinei Al Etzem Hadin, Shesasam HaShulchan Aruch, regarding this halacha, that in Eretz Yisrael Tanai doesn't help, we could look into this. This is not unanimous. Why? The Gemara doesn't say explicitly a Tanai doesn't help in Eretz Yisrael. Only that in Babel they're made with a specific stipulation, veloimi boy im nefaresh destama al tanai asuyin. It goes without saying, if you explain it, that min hastam, we assume it's built with a tanai. Ein ledaik mizeh alalafuke Eretz Yisrael debestama einoim demal tanai. All you could infer is that in Eretz Yisrael, it's not built specifically with a tanai. But what if you were to make a tanai, then it should help. Avlam hisnu beferosh lama lo yoyel. Ukamayal kol tashmishe kedusha deisa behedya biyushalmi demoyol tanai. You could make a tanai on a mantle for a sefer Torah. Why shouldn't you be able to make a tanai on a shul in Chutz La'aretz? Kol kamon b'simen kuf nandaler chamay sheik shav magen ram b'sif kad niyadaled. Now we did have a svara that it could be for a shul. A tanai does not help as much because there needs to be a place dedicated for people to gather for tefillah. So even though the shul does not have as much kedusha as tashmishe kedusha, legabe tanai we did have a svara that because of the need for Klal Yisrael to have places where people gather to daven, that maybe a tanai is less effective. But now the Bir Halacha says on the second wide line, El afilu lefimash echiach hamagin ram mikam pais kabbalas al tanai asuyin haine debevel hisno aleim veloi bistama. But even if you want to say the way the Magen Avraham learns, that it's not that min astam they make it al tanai in bavel, that in Bavel, they did make a Tanai. And therefore, it works because they did. But in which implies maybe in Chutz La'aretz, it would not work even if they did. You can't infer that in Eretz Yisrael it doesn't help. All you could infer is in Bavel, they would typically make a Tanai, and in Eretz Yisrael, they would not typically make a Tanai. But you can't infer from there that if you did make a Tanai, it wouldn't help. Even in Bavel itself, nowadays, Ein Bar, the Batei Knesios Shem, Al Tanai Asuyos, Avalam Hisnu Behedya, Shapir Mahani B'chol Makoyim, Chumay B'chol Tashmishe Kedusha. Ube'emes, the truth is, says, in other words, the Be'er Halacha is saying something very simple. If you learn Pshat in the Gemara is that in Bavel, min hastam, they made Tanaim, then all you could infer is that in Eretz Yisrael, min hastam, it's not a presumption that it automatically is built out Tanai. But if you did, l'chayr, it should work. Likewise, if you learn the Gemara, that in Bavel, they would typically make a Tanai. And in Chutzars, and in Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't typically, but if they did, l'chayr, it should work. The truth is, says the Be'er Halacha, there is no source that if you make a Tanai in Eretz Yisrael, it shouldn't help, except for this Se'if in the Mechaber. Uve'emes le'nizka kal b'chol rishom de'Eretz Yisrael mani Tanai, v'chidosh din zen nizka rak b'toisvis. The only source of this is Toisvis. And Toisvis is l'shitasei that b'yishuvan a Tanai doesn't help. V'nira d'kosvus esrak l'shitasei b'yishuv lo'im hani a Tanai brak b'chabanai. Therefore, v'chein kosva tam d'moyel a Tanai b'chabanai. Why? Mishum dechsheyavay hagoyal. When Mashiach comes, or it's a loymer, dekivan delavasoif. Since in the end, kishyavay hagoyal, v'yiskabtsu yisab b'chal mekoymes arshin afoytsu mein hagoyim al eretz yisrael. V'lo yitzdarchu lezeh mikdash ma'at. We won't need this mikdash ma'at. V'asidin licharev. It will destined to be destroyed. V'al karchach memela yia nefka az kedushasan. Therefore, the Tanai helps so long as it's destroyed. Ma she'in kein be'eretz Yisrael, that it will never be nispatel. So therefore, b'churbanoi, the Tanai does not help. But what about the poskim hold? Gam b'yishuvoi mahani ha'tanai. Maybe taka, there is no difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Arts. Meaning, the chiluk between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Arts may only be toisus l'shitasei that we're dealing with b'churbanai. But according to, let's say, Rashi, who holds that Tanai helps even be yeshuvai, there should be no difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Arts. Even though I would ask, yes, there is a difference. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael, since it will never come to be nisbatel, so the kedusha is oylamis, so therefore Tanai doesn't help. And in Chutz La'aretz, b'yishuvai, one day this kedusha may leave. So I'm not sure I hear the Be'er Halacha's kasha.
How is kavana different from the Me'el of the Sefer Torah?
I hear. Why is it that you can make...
They charged me 36.
I hear that. But in terms of what he says, that the chiluk of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz is only b'churbanai in the world of Tosfos, but not b'yishuvai in the world of Rashi, I think I could still make that split even b'yishuvai. In other words, the split is based on the fact that in Eretz Yisrael the Kedusha is Olamis, and in Chutz La'aretz it's not Olamis. So why can't you make that same split be Yeshuvai as well? Okay, there's a separate question. We know Tanai helps even L'tashmishei Mitzvah. Okay, which by the way, we saw, to remember where, that maybe it's harder to make a Tanai on a Shul than on Tashmishei Mitzvah. Anyway, anyway, let's read the upshot of the Be'er Halacha. Hayoitzi, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines before the end of the Be'er Halacha. Hayoitzi mizeh hasif. What emerges from this sif, umikol dvarenu hu diyei shloisha chilukim. There are three different levels. Hainu, kalus roish gadol. Great kalus roish. Kamay cheshboinois. Uschoik behitol af bebavel uvehisnu aser. Even in Flatbush, Muncie, Williamsburg, you cannot make cheshbonos, you cannot joke around, even if you made it tonight. Bein bi yishuvai, u bein b'churbanai. What about tashmishei choyel, sha'im b'hem kalas roish klal, muchach me'amagin ram demahani tonight, even in Eretz Yisrael, chumay shaksal mishabura, v'gam zeh bein bi yishuvai, bein b'churbanai. And what about Achila Ushtia? In Bavel, you could eat in a shul when it's destroyed, and in Eretz Yisrael, you cannot eat in a shul when it's destroyed. What about to eat in a shul when it's standing? Nobody says you could eat in a shul. Unless, according to Poskim, you could feed aniyim there b'makom dachuk. Okay, that's the Rashba and the Ran. What about a Talmud Chacham? Talmud Chacham could eat in a shul, if it's otherwise it's going to disturb his learning. What if you go into a shul and you want to learn one day, and if you're going to have to eat outside, you're going to have to go home and it's going to disturb your learning? I believe the Mishnah Berurah said you're also allowed to. But as a matter of course, to eat in a shul, you can't eat in a shul, not in Chutz Aretz and not in Eretz Yisrael. You have a group, you're going on a tour, you need a place to eat, you can't eat in a shul. Sif Yud Beis. By the way, that's according to the Mishnah Berurah. We said, Rav Moshe says that Bizman Hazeh were lenient. Bizman Hazeh were lenient, and the proof is Tikkun, which is a Dvar Rishus. Sorry to have to keep on rubbing that in, but Rav Moshe says the Tikkun is a Dvar Rishus. Okay, Sif Yud Beis. Yesh li Zoher mil Hishtamesh ba'aliyah shal gabi beis haknesses tashmish kavua shal genai. Now we're going to learn about shtibels. So the first floor is a shul. Second floor, the Rebbe lives on top of the shul. Not so pashut, you're allowed to do that. You have to be careful from using the second floor of a shul for a set tashmish kavua shel gnai. Kagoyin lishkav sham, to sleep there. Ushar tashmishim. Ushar tashmishim, other uses, yesh l'stapik and mutu l'shtamisham. However, says Rambam, v'choza davka beis haknesses kavua shenivna metchila l'kach. All of this is Dafka talking about a Beis HaKnesses that is set, that was built for that. Avo bayis, but a house, sheyichadu la'achar shenivna le'Beis HaKnesses, but a house that after it was built, it was designated for a shul on the first floor, mutar lishkav olav, you could go to sleep there. So basically, you built a house, and then you say, I need a shul. So you're davening on the first floor, you could live on top of it. But if you have a shul, and then you want to rent out an apartment on top of it, you can't do that. If I'm not mistaken, there's a frightening story mentioned in the Taz about something that happened to him because he lived on top of a shul. I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Let's see. Sif katan yud tes slametes tashmish kavua miloshein ze mashma de lishkav sham bederach mikra mutter. It's mashma this that to lie down there occasionally it's mutter de bederach mikra langmer shchiva tashmish shogenai, because occasionally lying down is not called a tashmish shogenai. Yesh lehistapik, you could be mesupik. Now I have a question. Let's say I'm learning in a shul and I'm tired and I have to go. So, I don't want to lie down. Can I take three chairs and lie down in the shul? The answer is, yeah, we had that before. That people are learning in a shul. That's Sif Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Vav. V'hu adin li shoin d'shari. Yeah, you could. You're allowed to go to sleep, okay? Which sometimes I have to do. Okay, so, Sif Katan, Lamed, but that's only if you're learning in the shul. You can't go into a shul to lie down if you're in the middle of learning, and otherwise, you know, it would disrupt your whole schedule. In other words, you need 8 minutes, you need 6 minutes, you need 5 minutes. Says Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Mem, Yeshel Histapik. In other words, shar tashmishim. Im ledamos aliyos hazar deloy niskachu. Do we compare it to the second floors of the azar of the mikdash that are not sanctified? Oy kim in the basic nesu base medesh nikra mikdash ma'at. Or since it's called a small temple, yesha damos aliyos heichal. Maybe it should be compared to the second floor of the heichal. The kaimelon de niskachu b'kedushas heichal. Is it like the aliyah of the Azara, or is it like the aliyah of the Heichal? If it's like the aliyah of the Azara, it's mutter. If it's like the aliyah of the Heichal, it's aser. The Reb Shlomo Zalman in Shalos Tshuvos Mincha Shloimei says, the suffix is not actually, is it like the aliyah of a heichal or the aliyah of an azara? Because the aliyah of a shul was never niskadesh. It's not niskadesh. However, since we find that the aliyah of the heichal is niskadesh, if you use the aliyah of the Beis HaKnesses, maybe it's like a bezoyon. Also, the Aruch HaShulchan says, this is not really the suffix, because the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash, we find explicitly, they were Mekadesh it. The question is it proper to make a Zikaroi in the Mikdash Ma'at to the Aliyos HaHeichal? But there's no tzad, fundamentally, the second floor of a shul is Neskadesh B'Kedushas Aliyos HaHeichal. Okay. L'fima HaShikaz HaBashari Tshuva B'Shem Tshuvas Pe'er Adar Yesh LaHakel. Based on what the Shaar Tshuva brings from the Pe'er Hadar, who's the Pe'er Hadar? The Rambam? Yeah. Based on what the Shaar Tshuva brings from the Tshuvas HaRambam, you could be lenient for all Tashmishin except for Mamish on top of the Aroin. Ratzolaymer Ha'Aroin Sheshamunach HaSevetar Sham Yeshizar Shalal Lashtamisham. What if you have a house that was made a shul after? Certainly, if when you built the shul, they built a dira above it, the shari ladar sham, you're allowed to live there. So I don't understand. Let's say you have a woman's section on the second floor. You can't have a bathroom on the second floor? By the way, what's the reason you can't have a davar matunaf? The Taz says it's brought in the Sharatzin Sivkat and Chavbez. A davar ma'os will be mafsik the tfila milalois lamala. So I guess that's only if the bathroom is over the sanctuary, but if it's off to the side. So does that mean it's usur to have a bathroom above the sanctuary? In lamaisa. Let's say the women's shul is not the same size as the sanctuary. You're not allowed to have a bathroom anywhere above the vicinity of the sanctuary? Yeah. By the way, it's interesting. The Dirshu quotes the Taz. The only thing is the Shaar Tzion does not agree with the Taz. Look in the Shaar Tzion Sivkatan Chav Beis. After Lefi Tamhad, let's see, what is it? We have to get up to it in the Mishnah Bura. Where is the Shaar Tzion Chaf Beis going on? Okay, we'll have to see, because the Shaar Tzion says Be'emes Iker Svarasai Einoi Mukhrachas Klal. The Svar of the Taz, that having a Davar Ma'os above the sanctuary prevents the Tefillah from going up. It's not, that Svar is not Mukhrach. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. How about we're going to explore this further on Monday, okay? We're going to hold it over here, and we'll pick it up a little bit further on Monday. Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
This is a story that tells in the next page.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.